Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it. The Bird Show.
So Mo's got a podcast called In The Moment. It was detailing about one of his dudes just going into a straight panic.
It was insane. And this entire day, the way that it played out, it was funny because of the way that it ended. So one of my friends, he met a young lady and he was excited about her. He was hitting it off with her really well and really quickly. So he started telling me about the things that they were doing, the dates they were going on, and how he felt about her. And he was a bit taken aback because she had sent him some videos pretty fast. And I don't really want to go into details. Mm-hmm. You have to go to the podcast to get the full details of what were on these videos.
Sexy, sexy videos.
But sexy, sexy videos.
And okay. They had known each other for how long now?
At this point, it was a couple months.
Okay.
Like, not too long, but long enough to where things are happening. Things are going really well, apparently. Right? And I'm like, all right, cool. I don't think much of it. I'm like, all right, great for you, man. That's awesome. I mean, I wouldn't look at it no type of way. She's really into you. Perfect. So we end up going out that same day. We go out that night. And it's him, it's myself, and Katie. Our producer Katie is with me. And we're sitting at the bar, having drinks, not thinking much of it. Then this couple walks in. She's a random couple. And for whatever reason, it became, like, really obvious that his energy changed a little bit. Like, this friend of mine has really great energy. He's always very happy, mm-hmm. in a positive mood, kind of turning everybody around you up. He's that person. So when his energy shifts, it's very obvious. You can feel it. And I think Katie noticed it and then looked at me like, is he all right? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on with him. And I couldn't figure it out. Like, he just wasn't talking anymore. Everything shifted. And so this couple kind of stands, like, right next to us. They order a couple drinks. And then they, you know, it's, they're a little awkward as well. But I'm still trying to piece together, like, what's going on. And I think I said something to him, like, yo, bro, you good? And he's like, yeah, I'm straight. But he was really short about it. So I'm like, all right, maybe something happened in his phone. He got a message that threw him off. Whatever the case, he clearly doesn't want to talk about it. He made that clear in that moment. So I wasn't going to push. So we're just sitting there. So after maybe 10, 15 really awkward minutes, the couple, they like chug these drinks. Like they clearly wasn't trying to be there too long either.
Mm-hmm.
Chugged the drinks that they got and just walked out. Like they didn't even sit down, which was weird because there was a lot of empty seats at the bar. They could have sat down. Never sat down. Just chugged the drinks, walked out. So they walk out, and as soon as they walk out, he looks up, and he's like, hey, remember that girl I was telling you about earlier today?
No.
It was her.
No.
It was completely her. She walked in with another guy, and they locked eyes, and for that 20 minutes, so now that I know the story,
yeah,
I'm like, I can't imagine how awkward that had to be for you. He just sat there. So now I'm like, wait a minute. She just walked in with her whole boyfriend and you didn't say anything? So he's like, what was I supposed to say?
And they've been dating each other for months. This isn't like a week or something. Wow.
Yes. Okay. And this man has video after video of her on his phone. She never mentioned having a boyfriend at all.
What's the understanding between these two? Like, are they friends with benefits? Are they just hooking up? Is it leading to something? Like, did he think that this girl was going to be his girlfriend at some point?
Well, I think he was at a point of dating her where it was like, we'll see where it goes type thing. Huh. So they weren't like official, and he wasn't in that space with her, but he was enjoying her company and things seemed to be going well. But she certainly never mentioned having a boyfriend at any point.
If you're at the point in your relationship where you, and maybe I'm old-fashioned, crazy, but if you're in the point of your relationship where you're sending those kind of videos to each other, I mean, you're on a pretty serious, you're on a serious streak, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that meant something. But the fact that what threw me the most was that he didn't say anything. Because I would have had to say something. I don't know exactly what, but something would have been said. And the fact that he just sat there silently and just let that whole thing play out, and she obviously did too. She didn't say anything. She certainly wasn't going to bring it up.
I probably wouldn't. I'm not good in pressure situations, period. But in a pressure situation like that, I probably, depending on how much I had to drink in me, probably would have handled it the same way.
We were a couple drinks in at that point.
So like, he was a little on the buzz side?
Yes, absolutely.
Probably, if I'm buzzed, I'm probably going in, because when I'm buzzed, I feel a little bit taller, a little bit bigger. But if I'm sober, I'm probably like, I'm going to deal with this later.
But like, what is there to say? Like, are you going to approach the other man and be like, did she also send you that video? You know, there's really no confrontation you can have because you don't have like a official agreement. She's not his girlfriend. Right.
That's fair. It wouldn't have been about the other man to me. And I don't think I would have like said something to where it was like, oh, how could you do this? But I would have made it awkward for her on purpose because you playing with me and wasting my time.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
Get it. The Bert Show.